Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hey, Johnny,
okay.
How are you?
Doing good. Now, our other guest, Elkie Jensen, said that she would be calling in shortly. If she doesn't call in, I can just three-way her in.
That's okay. We have somebody who's going to back up. I'm speaking. We have somebody who's on the site here ready to, you know, fill in for her.
Yeah,
literally,
she said she's calling in at 5, which means that she's where what time she's at. So,
okay. Let
me see. I'll wait like another minute, and then if she doesn't call in, then I'll three-way her in. Okay?
Okay, but I am not going to tell you who's going to back up and fill in for her. Because, you know what, Johnny?
Okay.
Nobody's going to notice, really. Let's just go with that. Okay. First question, please.
Let me see here.
I want to tell the audience what we're doing first.
Yeah, I wanted to introduce the two. I wanted to interview the two of them as you know, about their friendship, because it's amazing how long they've known each other and how long, like, Elkie and Barbara have known each other. And I think that this is her. Here it is. Elkie, are you there? Okay,
Elkie. Oh no, it's an imposter.
I'm glad you could be here.
Does not sound like Elkie.
You know, we were gonna have Priscilla pretend to be you, Elkie, in case you didn't show up. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, great.
You know, it's funny.
We were just joking.
I wanted to.
Okay, I won't talk then. Wow.
Oh, no, sorry. You can talk. You can talk. No, I think what it is, I always find it kind of fascinating that the two of you were friends, because some people may look at the two of you and not think you would have anything in common, you know?
Why?
Well, I mean, you know,
that's
I don't know.
Weird.
I mean, just.
You don't know? Then you are not knowing. Nobody.
Yeah,
would
not
have
knowing
seen
again.
That.
Like for example, I guess what it is that this. I know Elkie has a sense of humor, but the first time you actually talked to him, she was very serious. At least the first time.
Yeah, but you said look at. You didn't say listen. You said when somebody would look at the two of you, you would have nothing in common. What is it, Johnny, about our look that would make somebody not think that we have anything in common?
Look,
like, I'm really not getting that statement.
But I guess
yeah,
what I'm
I
trying
like
to say
to know
is
that too.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Let's start with that.
Well, I guess I'm just curious because, you know, on the surface, it seems like Elkie seems really serious. And you seem to have a really, you let your sense of humor out. Whereas, and I'm not saying you don't have a sense of humor, okay? I'm just saying you don't seem to show it right away. I've noticed that about you.
Well, you've talked to Elkie on the phone a few times. You do not know Elkie.
Yes,
she's the funniest girl around. She's hilarious. We laugh just like she got the inside joke earlier when we just started the show. She got it. She was laughing.
Right.
She got it. I know she got it. I know she did because she has a major sense of humor. So,
yes, I do.
How did the two of you meet, by the way?
I'll let Elkie answer that.
Okay, so we met through Playboy. We both were playmates, and we met at the Playboy Mansion briefly. I say briefly because we didn't talk to each other a lot, because I don't know why. And then a year later, I was looking for a roommate, and I went to the Playboy agency, and I asked if they know somebody who is also looking for a roommate. And then they introduced me to Barbara. And I said, uh-oh, exactly. Why Barbara? I was thinking, uh-oh, because we never talked, actually. So I was under the impression she doesn't like me.
Oh.
And so.
Then that was
so
not true.
And, that was so
I'm
not
so
true.
Glad that you got that impression.
I thought she doesn't like me. And I said, oh, my goodness, why exactly her? That is what I thought. to my, I said it to myself. And then, so we met, and we met and we clicked right away, and almost a week later, when we wanted to go and look for apartments, we found it right away. We found right away.
I will tell you.
The same day, we met and we found an apartment.
It was amazing.
And
you
know why we found an apartment? Because we wanted it. We wanted it, and that's why we found it. That's another example of the power of thinking.
That's right.
It's interesting because
I learned that from her, though, because I
was just going to say.
Okay, Johnny, you go ahead then.
sorry. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry, Yucky.
No,
I just
go ahead.
Okay. The thing is that what is kind of sweet is the things that you've said about each other. Like, for example, Elke has said to me, she goes, well, you know, whatever Barbara does, I'll do. I mean, I've seen you say that to her, Elke.
No,
you've got to
put that
in
the right context. I mean, Johnny, that's not true. You must have been talking about
I don't know why you think that.
Yeah, why? I mean, that's not true.
I never say whatever Barbara does.
Tend to like the same things. You like what Barbara does. I remember you saying something like that. Do you remember that?
No.
Did I say? I mean, mostly yes, we do have the same taste, but
that's what I mean.
I mean, I also have my own mind, and this has nothing to do with our apartment search. What does that have to do with your apartment search?
Can I say something
that's
about kind
of what I meant.
Now, John? Okay, never mind. Oh, gosh. This is like pulling teeth here. Okay. This is what really impressed me with Elke. She sat there at my table and said, we will find one today. And I go, hold on. It might take a while. It might take a week or two. We'll have to, you know, go and look at several. And she's like, no, we'll find it today. And we went after it, and we did find it in one day. And you know what? That is rare, to go and find one in one day. I thought that was cool. And then I thought, this girl is really, like, believing in herself and, you know, is a doer. I like people who are doers. And then we found out something else, that we are both Leos.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are both Leos. We are both the same sign, and it's actually wrong with the height of us. It's too extreme.
Yeah, Elke.
Otherwise, it's
having to hear you.
That's right. You cut out a lot throughout that. I didn't hear any of it.
I'm cutting out.
You were.
I am.
What did you say? You were, but now I can hear you. Do you want to just repeat that real quick?
Okay. So, let's see if I'm cutting out again. I don't know why I'm cutting out. I really don't know why. It should work.
You're fine now.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't. I don't know why. Shit. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. I put you on speaker. I don't know why I'm cutting out. Actually, I have my AirPods in. Oh, God.
Well, you're fine now.
Again, this AirPods shit. Okay, so
you're fine
you are
now. You're fine now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine because you are on speaker, but it should work with the AirPods.
That's true. Okay, so right after we talked about how we were Leos, you said one more thing, and we didn't hear that.
So what did we? When did I cut out?
Right after we said we were both Leos, and then you said something else. We did not hear it.
So I don't know what I said. You have to ask me the question again.
Yeah, let's start with the question, Johnny.
Okay.
What's your first question
us? I think the question was that you do seem to like the same things. Not that you're not individuals, but I do notice that
That's not a question. That's a statement. That's not a question. You said you seem to like the same things. Yes, we agree. What's your next question?
Sure.
I mean, that you think
well,
is one.
Well, I think you made the comment about you both being Leos.
Okay, you have to speak right? A little bit. Can you speak
okay.
In the phone?
You're both Leos?
Yes, we are both Leos.
Yes.
And actually, it is rare that two Leos are getting along so well, you know? Because a Leo has a high temper. And we both have a high temper. And so, but for some reason with us, it works.
It really does.
See,
yeah,
even the
we have a higher understanding of ourselves. We have a high understanding of who we are. So then it just works. Because we're not trying to outdo one another. We always have, I think this stems from Elke having such a good heart that I want to give her whatever I have going on and vice versa. Whatever she has going on, she wants to share with me to help me. So we've always been like that. We support each other.
You just hit the nail right on the head. Yeah.
I told you.
Because that's what I think Elke meant, was that, you know, it's sort of like you share each other's experiences, you know. Does that make sense?
Obviously, we are best friends. Yeah, we don't share experience. I mean, we do share experience, but we also share, like, everything else, like the ups and the downs and the problems and the obstacles and, you know, I mean, everything. Yeah, everything.
Elke knows
and I know that
everything about me. Okay. Johnny, I can't do this. Every single time I try to talk, you talk.
No, go on.
Can you not hear me?
I'm backing off.
No, you go on.
I mean,
I'm getting too frustrated with this.
It's okay. Go on, Barbara. It's okay.
No, I already forgot my thoughts. I'm being interrupted every single time I start speaking.
Yeah, it's not
next question.
It's not
Let's move on. What's your next question? Next question, please.
Well, I guess the next this question would be that, how you've been there for each other in bad times as well as good.
Yes, but did
there
you?
For each other? Okay. How we have been there for each other? Okay,
is that
one
his
of,
question?
How, we were
yes,
your friends.
That's
I
the
mean,
question, yes.
If one of us, for instance, the biggest thing where Barbara was there for me, I mean, there are a lot of big things, but the latest thing where she saved even my life. When I had an accident, right, she saved my life. I was found unconscious, and my dog, my puppy was at her house, and she was day and night in the hospital with me. I mean, that is what a real friendship is, and no one else did this ever for me. I mean, she is amazing.
She's
probably dead. I mean, I don't know. I think about it. If I were alone, no, I don't even want to think about it. So that is a real, real friendship. A real friendship, you know? And I would do everything for her because she did this for me. Whatever I do comes from my heart, and I like to do it. So we are really helping each other out in every situation.
Yes. But I thought to lose my best friend, I mean, sometimes I come back before you woke up. It took you a few days to get consciousness. And I would come back here and just cry at night. Like, I can't lose my best friend. I mean, it really hit me to the core.
Oh,
your soul
was
fractured in three places. Yes.
That was very, that was the scariest thing for you, Barbara. Not even for me, for you it was the scariest thing because I was out anyway. I did not remember anything in the beginning.
Yes. Yes, and we
but
have
every
tried
time
to
I
put
woke
our
up, you were there. You were always there. And I knew Coco was fighting. And Coco was always there.
Have your little Coco that you love so much there to help you heal. But, wow, I really was hit hard emotionally thinking that was close. I almost lost my best friend. And it's just one of the many things that actually even made me feel closer to you. A lot of people don't have a friend like that. They don't. And so we are very blessed to have had each other now for, what, how has it been, 29 years?
Yes, and also other people, especially other women, they are, like Rebecca, for instance, I mean, I have like women come up to me and they say, wow, you and Barbara, you know each other for a long, long time. And that is so rare, especially in Los Angeles.
Oh.
To keep a friendship in Los Angeles so close and so long, that is rare. Because
so
people are, and many people are superficial.
Yeah.
True.
In LA.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. It's so true. But have you ever heard Closet? Elkie knows every one of mine. And I know every one of hers. So that is rare as well, because sometimes friends can be really close best friends but still not know everything about the other. We have even that. Is Johnny afraid to ask a question now, or is he still there?
No, I'm here. I just wanted to wait until it was okay to say something. That's all. I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay,
you understand?
You can move on to the next question, Jonathan.
Well, my next question is, I think that there's a lot of times when I see a video that Barbara's doing and she has a friend there, it always means, usually nine times out of ten, it means that she's there with Elkie Jensen. I know you have other friends, but you
Jensen.
Understand what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Elkie.
I correct him every time.
It's okay.
I just don't like that name, Jensen, because it's not your name. I like Jensen. It's German. I like it. It's special to Germany with you after all those years, two Christmases ago, was so amazing. And
we pulled it off.
Okay, so
By the way, Jonathan, you should ask this question too. We just don't know each other from L.A. We traveled already. We traveled together around
world.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I know her parents. She knows my parents. This is special. Very special.
So far away. Mm-hmm. So far away, but yet we know each other's family and your brother, and you know my brother. And it's so interesting because the way we were raised, you had a brother close in age, so close to you, and so did I. And it was just the brother and Elkie and then me and my brother and our two wonderful parents. And I thought the exact home where Elkie grew up. And when I went back to Germany, I didn't think, a lot of people move around. Same place, and I just imagined you in there playing with your brother in the stairwell. It was really surreal. I'm done, Johnny. Next question.
Okay, and actually, I think that one question I think I'd like to know is, what has, okay, let me ask you this question. This is actually a two-part question. Barbara, what did Elkie teach you about Germany? And Elkie, what did Barbara teach you about the United States?
What Barbara taught me about the United States?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything. She taught me about everything. The people, the language, the whatever, the do's and don'ts, and everything. I mean, everything. There is not just everything. The answer is simply everything.
That's so sweet.
The language she wrote. When I came here, I did not speak English. So, I mean, only a couple of words, school English. She wrote for me when we sent out our, at this time, our resumes, she told
you
me what to write.
You kept the sentences.
You wrote it
you
in a pencil.
Forever.
I still have it. I still have the papers. After just 20
really?
Years.
Oh, my God, I want to see those. How funny.
Yeah.
And then when I went to your country, you did the same thing, and you made me feel good because you said, oh, you have a flair for learning German. And
yes,
it gave me more inspiration to learn more. It's not easy.
Yeah, and Barbara learned how to cook German food and how to speak German, and she spoke German in the train, and everybody understood her very well.
You were proud of me, which I thought was so sweet.
Totally.
She was so good to me there.
You
really
have the talent to pick up a language. You do have the talent to pick up a language.
It made sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but also,
Barbara,
I've been around
to answer your question, Jonathan, Barbara taught me everything, everything. About America,
okay.
About the language.
Barbara, your
people.
Turn. Your turn.
I would have to say the same thing. The language, the people. And you know what? It really was different than I thought, Germany. Oh, it was just so beautiful. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was just lush and green and gorgeous. And the people are so warm and inviting and nice. I don't really know a specific thing that you actually taught me besides everything, you know, just like what you said I taught you. But I think it's so sweet that you still have those papers when I helped you with some sentence structuring because you didn't speak English very well. But I think that also made us more close. We really bonded. When people live together as roommates, especially at the time when we both were brand new playmates in our 20s, having an apartment together, you really, really form a bond, don't you think, Elke?
Yes, and then we went through the biggest thing together. We went through the largest earthquake together.
Yeah. Wow, tell them about that.
That was an unexpected scene. I didn't even know what it was when Barbara stormed into my room, and she says, an earthquake. And I did not know what the name earthquake is. I didn't know the meaning for earthquake. I just know we were flying from one side to the other side of the room. And it was pitch dark outside. Wow, that was a thing. I mean, that was something that gives me goosebumps right now.
And I said, go get your shoes on. You got to protect your feet in case we have to run for it. And escape. And you did. And I'm like, no matches. We have to get a flashlight because there could be a gas
leak.
And, then
I leave to the airport. I wanted to go to the airport.
You wanted to take off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody had to stay home, and we lost all our dishes. We didn't have many dishes, but whatever we had, now the cabinets are were open from a loan, they opened up, and we lost everything.
Oh, my gosh, when I found out, I realized when I woke up, because my shelf with all my little trinkets flew on me, and when I realized, oh, it's an earthquake, I was relieved, actually, because I thought I was being attacked in the middle of the night. Did you know that's what I initially thought?
No.
Yep, I thought somebody was attacking me in my bed because the whole shelf fell on me, so all I could feel was just something on me, and then I woke up. Probably the only one in L.A. that was actually relieved to find out it was an earthquake. I'd rather have an earthquake than to be
raped. And she took the fear away from me. I was so afraid because being in the unknown what that is, because I never experienced an earthquake, and she took the fear away. She was so cool about it. Like, actually, you even had fun. You were laughing.
Yes.
It was absolutely not funny for me, but you were laughing.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, our apartment complex, we had a group of people that were friends. There was this guy who lived in another apartment that one of our other best friends would come that was your boyfriend, and a couple other people. They were always over, and it was every single weekend we went to the same nightclub with all our friends. For a little, it was like the TV show Friends. We always had a group around us like that. Those were wonderful years, weren't they?
Yeah, and we had the, yeah, we had the same friends, and we still have the same friends.
Mm-hmm.
This is something.
They kind of went away for a while, you know. You move around, you lose contact, but now they're back. But you and I never had that. We never had that where we had a long break from each other at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I go with the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, actually, it's funny because I think you did say this, because I remember recently you did say this, Elkie, when you were talking about Barbara, you said, boyfriends, they come and go, but girlfriends are forever. Did you remember ever saying that, Elkie?
I remember I was saying that, yeah.
Yes. You said that about Barbara. Do you remember?
No.
You had a question, Barbara?
Yes, I did say that, which is true, which is really true.
And it is true. It is true. And it
yeah.
happens.
Yeah. Men come and go, and friends stay forever. Girlfriends stay forever. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, did you know she said that, Barbara?
Yes. And
you
just
said it, Jonathan. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me ask you this. When did you realize that you two were best friends?
Jonathan, we realized that, oh God, when did we realize that? We realized that we were best friends when we were facing the first problem, I would say.
Okay.
Because then you really know this is your friend, okay? Because in good times, friends are always there. But in bad times, then you really can find out, oh, okay. You find out this is my friend. Because you can only find out in bad times. So we realized that we are really good friends when we were facing bad times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when I realized it.
Okay, this is a point I would like to point out, which is so funny, because that's why Johnny's first statement took me off guard, because early on, Elkie and I both got booked. Maybe we had the same agency. We had a lot of times the same agency. We both got booked on something we went on a casting for, and it happened to be a job where we shot in Bordeaux, France, and they chose us both because they said we both had the all-American look, which I thought was super funny because Elkie's German. Yeah, so when Johnny says, oh, you didn't look like you guys would have anything in common, it threw me for a loop because obviously
we are
blonde,
about that,
blue-eyed models, so it's not that much difference there.
My apologies about that statement. You know, I had to start somewhere. It is true I was wrong about that, but my apologies about that.
I forgive you. But I mean, isn't that cool?
I think that
we both were booked on that.
That's great.
She was already in Germany, and she met me in Paris on a train. That
yeah.
took that train
yeah.
into Bordeaux. Yeah.
yeah.
You didn't
yeah,
like it.
Yeah.
The cell phones just had come out, and you didn't like it because your phone wasn't working. I remember that clearly.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Going to Europe was
I
no big deal for you. For me, it was.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I didn't care about my phone. I just wanted to see the sights. But for you, it was just like a normal day. So, but you were mad at that. Oh, we were out in the middle of nowhere. Remember? We were sitting with the Ferrari. Mm-hmm. We did a Ferrari calendar, and then we shot for Versace, Johnny Versace as well.
And we worked for Versace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we worked for Versace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was an early job that we did together. We did a lot of jobs together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of play.
And we always came
out
on top as far as, you know, one time that golf person got mad because he thought we were laying down on the job, literally. But
Oh, God, that was so funny.
Yeah.
That was so funny. You know what? Okay, we were booked on a job on a golf tournament, right, with Charlie Sheen's father. What's his name again? What's his name? Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
From Martin Sheen and other celebrities, big celebrities. So we had to follow them with a little golf cart from hole to hole. And we were so fast, and we were drinking champagne, but we were fast anyway, and we took pictures with everybody, and everybody loved us, everybody.
Yeah.
So when we were done, right, we were done. We just were done. We were the first ones who were done. So there was a little river or a little lake, and there were so many ducks, like ducks walking around. So, and then there was... And we were laying down behind the fence. And I think where we were laying down, there was actually the little fence or the little piece for the ducks. And then we did fall asleep, both of us, in our little school mini skirt. And in the school outfit, we were laying in the grass, surrounded from the ducks. In their area, and they were all the ducks were coming to us and looking at us. No, but then that was such a funny picture that also the people stared at us and looked at us because it looks like there are two dead girls, surrounded by the ducks. And we didn't know we were sleeping. We didn't know about the ducks. We didn't know about the people. And then we found out. I think we didn't even notice it. And then we found out, like, a day later when we got the pictures, somebody photographed us and sent the pictures to the guy, and the guy said, I'm not paying you the money for your job because you were sleeping. You were found in the middle of the ducks. And then
we
got paid because I remember that was a thing where we helped each other out. You, Barbara was anyway, she made way more money at this time. And so she said, okay, let's move on to the next job. And I said, oh, no, no, no. So and then I called Dr. Lillian Glass, a friend of mine, and she wrote me a letter, what we have to say, and that we have to go to the small animal, to the small court or whatever.
Small claims.
Right? Huh?
Small claims court.
Yeah. And then she wrote the letter. She was very helpful. She wrote the letter, and we sent the letter to, we emailed the letter to the guy, and then we got paid right away. Never booked again, but paid.
I don't think there was any more left to do anyway. But that was another thing about having each other's backs. We always have each other's backs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have another question. You know, it's funny because, like you said this earlier, Elfie, and I always thought this was kind of interesting. I mean, like, it's one thing to become friends with somebody who speaks your language. You said earlier that you didn't speak any English. I mean, you know, it's there are some people that may not be as determined as Barb is to communicate. There may be some people that may just want to, like when they see that you don't speak English, they may not even want to be friends with you. So it's great that Barb was friends with you. That's really wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I did speak a couple of words, obviously, not fluently. I spoke broken English, but, enough to communicate.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, I actually don't know people who, I really don't know people in my life who would say, I'm not your friend because you don't speak the language.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
I actually don't know people like that.
Mm-mm.
And then I would not treat people like that. Maybe where you come from, Jonathan, but not where I come from. We don't judge people by friends.
Well, what I'm trying to say is not everyone is nice. You know, not everyone is nice, is what I'm saying. You know, I mean,
I get along with foreign people, though. I have always attracted those types of people, foreigners, and I have a love for the area. Maybe that has something to do with it. Or I guess I'm nice because I have patience. I don't know. I don't even remember, Elkie. I have no recollection of you not speaking well. I have no remembrance. I remember you wanted help with, like, maybe writing a letter properly. That's understandable.
Yeah.
That's understandable. But I don't ever remember having trouble talking to you, ever.
No.
Mm-mm. No, she was pretty versed in what she needed
to
know.
Yeah. We traveled a lot, and then also we traveled together to Key West. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And I had my first puff of marijuana.
I
got so paranoid. That was the time Barbara also helped me out. I was paranoid all night long because the curtain was, from one puff, the curtain was moving. And when Barbara had to go to the bathroom, I followed her. I didn't want to be alone.
I know, we were in a hotel room and she's hiding underneath the hotel desk.
It went on all night long. Oh, God, it was horrible for me. She was laughing.
And you never did it again.
No. Yeah, I did it once again with Doug. And then I threw it up and Doug had to carry me back to the hotel room. Yeah.
Wow.
He gave me a cookie. It was a cookie. Right?
Those are
cookie
strong.
He baked the cookie and a chocolate chip cookie, and it was so delicious. And Coco stole half of a cookie from the table, and all of a sudden the dog fell down, and the dog was acting so weird, and she fell down. She could not stand up anymore. This time I didn't know she stole a cookie. But then when I had the same time, I think I ate an entire cookie or whatever Doug ate. I thought it was just I knew it was a marijuana cookie, but I didn't know it hit me so bad. And then we wanted to go to BJ's, and I could not. Everything was like, God, I was so dizzy. Everything, it was so bad. And Doug is a blind friend of mine, my best friend. He had to carry me and Coco back to the hotel room.
Oh, my gosh. Luckily, that wasn't on a job, because I remember a playmate, we were in Florida doing something, and she would not even come down to do the job, the simple autograph signing for 2 hours, because she had a puff of marijuana and just was so paranoid and freaked out. She couldn't do it. So it affects people like that sometimes.
But you know, the good thing about a best friend is Barbara took my paranoia away, kind of, but with Doug, right? With my friend Douglas, he said to me, everything is good. I ate the cookie too. You are just not used to it. You and Coco, you're going to lay down and you sleep it out. And he said, 100% you are fine. And the way he said it, it was fine. We laid down, Coco and me, and we slept it out. After 1 hour, I was back to normal.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Johnny, do you know what we're talking about?
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I'm curious about something. I thought that if you give a dog chocolate, that it's bad for them. Was this a chocolate cookie? Did it have chocolate in it?
It was a chocolate chip cookie with marijuana, and my little dog was a puppy, and she stole everything what looked like food, and she went, jumped on the table and stole a half of a cookie.
You probably were worried about
her. Okay, she's okay.
Oh, totally. totally.
It's been years ago.
What, she was, it was years ago, but she was a puppy. You know, she was, I mean, dogs, when they take by mistake, I had another dog, she took by mistake a sleeping pill, and she was running. It is not the same effect like on people. It's different. So, well, however.
That made her high. Oh, no.
Next question, wow. Please.
Yeah, next question, Johnny.
I mean, okay, let me ask you this. Does anything surprise you about the other one?
I mean, surprised in a good way, obviously. I'm surprised that she is not afraid for nothing.
Oh.
She's not afraid. She just goes in the airplane. She just comes. I mean, I really did not believe it until to the last second when you came to Germany. And she's not afraid. And you can put her anywhere out in the world. She will find her way back. I mean, she is smart. She's smart, and she knows people, and she asks people, and she is doing things. I mean, she is doing things. If she is wrong, she just sues people, and she wins.
I am
impressed
by
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
That's a good one.
I am impressed
That's
by
a good
that.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
Very impressed. And I was surprised I would see Elkie, just like Elkie was saying earlier, in this town of L.A., you know, how things are a little different. People get caught up in themselves. And over the years, I saw that never happened to Elkie at all. So I was pleasantly surprised to watch her grow through life and be the person that cares so much about friendship, not just our friendship, but all the other friends around her. And she makes it a point to make plans with people all the time to keep the friendship strong. And that was very
right,
impressive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not like
yeah,
that.
You cannot just lay back and wait until the other one calls you and say, oh, okay, there's a party you want to meet or you don't want to meet. You have to do something. You have to, like, do something for the friendship. You have to
work
do something.
On it like
yeah.
a marriage. Like a marriage.
Yeah.
That people have to work on their marriage. Same thing with friendship.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she knew that. And I was surprised. Like, how did she really know that? But now by seeing her parents and knowing that her parents are still together and still happy in the same home that they raised her and her brother, they are so supportive. Well, that's what she had growing up. She had a stable environment, and the things that the parents taught her in life were the valuable lessons that it's not about what you have, what you can touch. It's about relationships and how you treat people. And so now, knowing all of that, I'm not surprised at all that she's like that.
Yeah. And then we also both have a good heart. I mean, I can say from myself that I have a good heart. Okay, I'm mean sometimes, and I'm bitchy, and whatever, but I, deep inside, I have really a good heart, and I can say I'm never really upset with Barbara, but let's see, we have a girlfriend, like childish argument, and we fight a little bit, okay, because we both have a high temper. I would never, ever let it happen to each other for whatever, longer than a week. I mean, no, not even longer than 2 days. No, I don't let that happen.
It happened one time, though, and I don't know if you want to talk about it. It might be really private. You don't have to mention anybody's name, but where I protected you from somebody, and then you wanted me to take back my statement, and I would not because I said this is for your own protection. And then when your parents got wind of it, they're like, no, Barbara is a true friend because she's protecting you. You can elaborate or you don't have to.
Okay, I don't know what it was, but you can say it.
Okay, well, you had an ex-boyfriend who wasn't treating you right. And
oh, yeah,
you came
yeah.
over for some refuge. You came over to my apartment for some refuge. And I said, no, you need to call the police. And you, I had you
oh,
do
God,
the phone call.
That one. Oh, God, oh, God. Stefan, yeah, yeah. Oh, God,
yeah.
You were, yes. How can I forget that? Yes, yes.
And you got
you
mad
did the right
at me,
thing.
Though, a little bit. You did get mad
yeah,
at me
okay,
a little
but
bit
because,
you,
because
you,
I was,
he talked
because
you into trying to get me to retract my statement, and I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no,
I would not do
yeah.
it.
Yes, because every, I was not allowed to talk to Barbara. I was not allowed to.
Oh,
I
didn't know that.
I was allowed to talk to you because he was standing behind me, and he was like, he was getting like, you know,
and he,
bad.
Oh, you know,
he was
you know
very,
what
was
so
he grabbed
crazy?
Me, punished me. I mean, he. He hit me.
He hit her.
He hit me. I was afraid. I was really afraid. And she did the right thing. And I was, but I was so afraid when he gets back out. They took him for 2 days. When he gets back out, that he's killing me. So, and that's why I had to not call her or whatever that was. Mm.
For a few months. But I wanted to add this. We just happened to
for
be
a few
right
months.
On... Crescent Drive. Remember, we were driving on Crescent Drive where I lived,
yes,
and
yeah,
you were passing by, and we caught each other's eye, and I was driving, and you were driving the other way, and we both pulled over. And, like, it
yes.
was so weird. We both pulled over and screeched over and slammed on the brakes and went to each other and, like, hugged each other. And you know, we just couldn't take it anymore, and we had
right.
to talk. And then when you finally told your parents about it, because, you know what, nobody wants to talk about abuse like that. It's a private
yeah.
thing. So when you finally did,
right.
then they told you, no, what a real friend, and tell her thank you for saving you, because
right.
they
right.
do sometimes
yeah.
end up killing the woman. So that was
yeah.
just one thing right there. But he got
this
banished
was,
from our country, and so now he can never hurt her.
Right. Came over. I came over to you. Yeah. And then
mm-hmm.
I was homeless. And then you were there for me again. You just had mm. Priscilla. You just got a brand new baby. And your mom was with you when you lived in Beverly Hills. And but you still took care. I still could hang out, stay with you for a week. Before I then moved to Yvette, where I had to beg for this stupid bitch. She was a fake friend. Yeah, she was a real fake friend. A real fake friend. So, but however, so yes, Barbara was always there for me. And if we could continue this talk, like it could go on for, you should do part two and part three. Because it really makes me think. I mean, no, seriously, there are a million stories probably behind the scene. A million interesting stories when we were there for each other and when we were... Then we had a little argument, and more and more and more. Yeah. Yeah.
And what about funny stories, too? I have one later
yeah.
in case Johnny ever
yeah.
asked that.
Okay, what's a funny story?
Remember when we were together, of course, again together, and Hugh Hefner made the move on us?
yeah. Yeah. I
so
remember
we
that very well.
Yeah, we denied
yes.
it. Like, we didn't want
yes.
it.
yeah.
He
yeah.
wanted us both together.
Oh my.
Right,
he
sure.
wanted to have both, and we were sitting there, right? And yes, he wanted to have us
the
both. And that was probably the only no in his entire life. He got a double no. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the year 2000. Mm. I remember that well.
Mm-hmm. And we went to
gosh.
Every
wow.
Every
21 years ago.
Every party we went together. Mm. yeah.
Wow. That's you really two have really been there for each other. I mean, and this is amazing. I mean I think that's, let me ask you this. I mean, what can you, if you, well, I mean, if I say, if I, I have a feeling that you're going to say everything, but I'm curious if you could pick one moment that with each other that you bring up with other people?
What again? What is the question?
Okay. Pick a moment that you've experienced with each other that you often tell other people about.
Hmm. I'm so glad we tell everything to other people. I mean, everything. Every funny thing. I can even speak for Barbara. If another friend is saying, "Do you want to come with Barbara?" and say, "Eke, are you coming?" and then I can even say, "Yes, I'm coming with Barbara," like, without that she even didn't get asked, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And also,
so, I mean,
like every job I ever got, I would bring your Zed card, which is like your modeling card to get work. I would bring hers and give it to the client and vice versa so we could get more work. You know, we were all about working. But this is the thing that you and I have so identical is our work ethic. We work hard and, you know, we had a fax machine before anybody had a fax machine. We have the same love for technology. We got a computer. I mean, women, they were models. They were not getting computers. We were one of the first. We already were doing emails before Playboy even sent their first email. Like, we're the head of technology compared to other models, right? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before it was the fax machine. And we had to park tandem in that apartment. You know, whoever parked behind, the next day we'd have to move our cars. We never complained. We just loved each other.
Right. And we went always to the gym together. We are the only ones we took care of our body. If you look at the other ones.
Yeah.
If you look at other playmates, okay, we are the only ones. We still look like a playmate, and we are looking at least 10 years younger than we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what she taught me. Okay, this was different. Europeans are different with the way they take care of themselves. They do the spa, and she would take me to the spa, and she said, okay, you have to do it like this. You get in hot, then you have to take a freezing cold shower and get your blood going through your body, and she would make me do this, and we never did that. We never learned any of that growing up at all. She taught me all about that self-care, and we always did facial masks and hair masks, and sunbathing, we'd have a hair treatment on our head with a plastic thing over it. I mean, we really did share things that we both knew with each other, and you made the best German salads, and I learned a lot of cool cooking techniques from you as well.
Yeah, and from my mom.
We had German potato salad day that we planned before I even went there, a whole day just making this. Oh man, this is a lot of steps making this special German potato salad that is authentic. I learned it right from her mom. My daughter went, and we spent a whole day doing it, and it was wonderful. And then we ate the potato salad with some nice, what kind of sausages were those? Those were amazing. With
Wiener
Würstchen. And some wine. What was that?
And Wiener Würstchen.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was so good. Sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 5 minutes left. Did you want to do the shout-out, Barbara?
Well, sure. Thank you, Johnny. And thank you for having the idea to interview Elka and I.
And I apologize for talking over you earlier. That was not on purpose. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Best friends for almost 30 years now, Playboy Playmates, models, actresses, and we're still going strong. Everybody, you want to hear this show? Yeah, we are going strong, and we're going to make this a little series because we
it should be a little series. Yeah, it should be. definitely, because there are so much, there's so much more. And if we now both think about it, we will come up with amazing stories. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe people,
all right.
Johnny, maybe you could have people call in with questions. Maybe you could have people write in with questions.
Yeah, and we should even announce our, Barbara, we should even announce our anniversary. We should announce it already. We should announce it already. Coming up next year. Elke and Barbara's special friendship. The best friendship ever or something. Yeah.
Because people do wonder. People do wonder about it.
And
people are curious.
And I bet there are a lot of jealous people, obviously, but there are a lot of people, they want to learn from us. They want to learn how to keep a friendship.
That's right. That's right. We could even talk more and elaborate on techniques, too, because there are going to have life happen.
Right.
And we're bound to not have, like, a perfect, smooth sailing relationship life for 30 years, of course.
Yeah.
So
I
think that's a great idea. So this show will be up on our YouTube channel, Life Left Around YouTube channel. We can share it, and everybody can listen to it if they came on late. It's a live show, you know. Maybe they came on late.
Exactly.
Well, you'll find it on YouTube this afternoon, right, Johnny?
And then I share it on my YouTube too. Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere. Life After Happiness.
And then follow
Elke on Facebook,
the upcoming anniversary, 30 years. We have to calculate.
I lived there in Beverly Hills for 1 year. And when you are a brand new model playmate, you know, you think that that initial payment from Playboy is so much money. Well, it goes through your fingers really fast until you build up your clientele and your catalog work and all that. And you're getting jobs, but it's expensive to live in Beverly Hills. So that's when I call Playboy, too. And how crazy is that? I call up Playboy within a few days of Elke calling Playboy and saying, hey, is anybody looking for a roommate? I mean, that's crazy. That's serendipity right there.
That's meant to be. It's meant to be.
It really
was. That was a choice from God.
Yep. I truly believe that, too. So, Elke, thank you for being my best friend. I love you.
Thank you for being my best friend. I love you, too. And that is time for me now to say goodbye to both of you. Because we can talk later. I have to take care of my puppy, Lotta. I have to take her to the park.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, Elke. Thanks for joining.
Bye.
That was so fun.
Yeah. I look forward to part two. Bye.
Me too. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, Johnny.
Okay. All right, I'm ending the episode. Let's see here.
Did you enjoy the episode, Johnny?
Yeah, I still haven't. I still need to end. I'm ending it right now, but it's not ending. Let me try.
But I am ending it too by saying a few words. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
And we look forward to our next show, which will be the one scheduled is our live stream. They're all live. These podcasts are all live, but this is going to be a special show on July 9th with our psychic Dale Shear. And we are going to Jeans, which is a live streaming platform where you can actually see our face. So make sure you tune in at the same time. Our link will be on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and make sure you put that in your calendar and tune in, because that'll be really fun with Dale Shear, our psychic, on July 9th. And with that, I would like to wish everybody a very happy and pleasant evening. And we hope you all had a great 4th of July, by the way. And that's all for now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.